overnight. Even a righteous church doesn't go through as a structure as we talk about it in Adventism today, as a corporate entity, past the Sunday law. And an unrighteous one doesn't either. Because an unrighteous one has not prepared to stand faithfully for the Lord, and it will be fully disconnected from the Lord at the Sunday law test. The Seventh-day Adventist will go be the first to go into total control of Satan as a corporate body. They have rejected the greatest light. They are tested first. And if they are found in apostasy at that time, then there's probably a lot of variables that could happen to them. Maybe as a group they would come together and say, well, let's just make ourselves the First Day Adventist Church. Let's change our name. I'm not suggesting they're going to do that. I'm just saying this, whether it's righteous or it's unrighteous, this corporation that has been developed by we Adventists during our time of wandering in the wilderness does not go beyond the Sunday law. The Sunday law is going to purify the church, and it's going to leave only those in the church that have been preparing their character for the seal of God. And you'll find in other references that are in the spirit of prophecy, passages that agree to this principle that was in this little quote that we read. Those that will be raised up to lead out in the work at the time will be those that have never sought position before. The humble among us that aren't seeking to control, that aren't developing the characteristics of kingly power, those are the ones that are destined to be used by the Holy Spirit during the latter rain. Brothers and sisters, what kind of character are you and I developing today? Are we using our own power, our own influence to get our way with our wives and our children, with the people we go to church with? That's nothing more than an individual manifestation of the image of the beast. When human power is used to enforce religious dogma, if we are bringing those characteristics into our life, we're going to be swept away by the storm. We must be seeking the humility of Christ. We must be preparing our character for the seal of God. And brothers and sisters, these truths of the Sunday law and the purification of the church, as we pointed out in the first presentation,